Welcome to Life Church, where we believe in equipping people for an extraordinary life in Christ through the Word, Spirit, and relationships. We hope this podcast will enlighten and bless you.
Bless God. In the name of Jesus, come on. In the name of Jesus, I am a believer, not a doubter. I believe God's Word. I am what the Word says I am. I have what the Word says I have. I can do what the Word says I can do. In Jesus' name, I render ineffective every negative word I've spoken, every negative thing I've thought, every word and thought that has been contrary to the truth of God's Word. From this moment forward, I will acknowledge only the good things that are in me in Christ Jesus. I am the righteousness of God, a new creation, an heir of God, and a joint heir with Jesus. I have been delivered from the power of darkness and translated into the kingdom of God's dear Son. I have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, but redeemed from the curse of the law, redeemed from sickness, disease, poverty, and death. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I am more than a conqueror. He never leaves me nor forsakes me. Since the greater one dwells within me, I can overcome every situation. The faith of God resides within me, and through it I have victory that overcomes the world. I thank you, Father, that I can have all these things. I believe in my heart that I have released it with my mouth. So be it. It will surely come to pass in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, how many of you believe that? Amen. Amen. I believe that. Bless God. But we say contrary sometimes to what that is. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, I tell you what, I've had quite a summer. We've gone different places. Some of you went with me and we saw God just doing miraculous things. The last place we went was to Peoria, and my goodness, did we have some neat things happen there. There was an older guy came out. I thought he was in his 90s. I mean, he looked like an old man, didn't he? He could barely get up there, and when he got there, he just looked like he's going to cry. And so I said, he didn't speak any English, so we used a translator and said, I asked him what he wanted from God, and he said that he had two knee replacements and that they weren't working very well. He had such pain he could barely walk. He said, I have arthritis all through my body. So I asked the girl, I said, ask him if there's anybody he hadn't forgiven. He said, yes. I mean, he says right away. And I said, who? My wife. She committed adultery. And I said, well, you've got to forgive her. Oh, he just couldn't do that. I said, well, you've got to forgive her. You don't have to feel it, but you've just got to release that by faith. You forgive her. Well, he actually never got through the prayer. I mean, remember, Sherry, he couldn't hardly pray it. Finally said it. We laid our hands on him, and I'm not kidding you. He jumped up and down. He did his knees. He waved his arms. He just carried. So she took a picture of him. He looked like a different man. I thought, well, that ain't an old man at all. Hallelujah. And then there was a young man with a knot on his back. And I said to him, son, take my hand and put it where the knot is. So he did. And I could feel the big knot. So I just spoke to it. And I said to him, you know, I can't feel it. Why don't you see if you can feel it? So he felt, my goodness. And all of a sudden, he began to touch his toes. And I mean, it was just wonderful. The neatest thing, I prayed for this baby, maybe 9 months old, little guy, and big old dimples. And his mom brought him for me to pray, and when I laid my hands on him, he just fell backwards and started to laugh. I mean, that just amazed me. We saw kids filled with the Spirit. We saw just people after people getting healed. It was just wonderful. Hearts healed. And people got delivered. We saw some major deliverances. Anyway, praise God. I'm glad you guys are here. Praise God. Well, I'm going to talk to you in this session about faith. Can anybody tell me what they think faith is? You don't know? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, really. Things seen in the absence of facts. Tell me what the Word says faith is.
What we hope for.
Huh?
The substance of what we hope for.
Yeah, it is. Well, you got to, it's not just hope, but, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Yeah, there you go. Okay, Mark 11:22. And Jesus answered them, said, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast in the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe that you shall receive them and you shall have them. Hallelujah. Now, you know, years ago we thought Kenneth Hagin wrote that, but he didn't. But you know what? It's funny. Some people just think they can afford or they can avoid some parts of the Bible because they don't agree with them and they don't like them. Hallelujah. But we gotta believe the whole thing. We gotta take the whole word, the old and the new. We must take what Jesus said and act on it. He said, whosoever shall say to the mountain, we've been saying to everything else, you know, we need to say to the mountain, be removed, be cast in the sea, and not doubt in our heart, but believe that those things we say will come to pass. Then he said, we'll have what we say. But you can't say one thing one time and another thing the next time. You've got to say it. Hallelujah. Now listen to this. This is what people don't like. Verse 25. And when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. Now you can't stay standing all night. Stand praying. Well, I'm not going to end this prayer because I can't yet forgive. You know, he said, then when you stand praying, forgive. He didn't say, I suggest. Might be a good idea. No, he said, you forgive. Hallelujah. When you stand, forgive if you have aught. That means if you have anything against it. Hallelujah. And he ties it to that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. Now, Jesus already forgave us of our sins. I realize that. When we accepted Jesus, he covered our sin. But when you don't forgive, you leave that door wide open for the enemy to come in and just knock you flat. You know, we got to, in order to be used and in order to be effective in the kingdom, we got to do what God says. We got to do it. Hallelujah. Mark 11:25 says in the Message, Jesus, as a matter of fact, embrace the God life. Really embrace it. And nothing will be too much for you. Glory to God, are you hearing me? Nothing. Come on. You know what? We go around, we act like that we're just dragging through life, that we don't have any hope. I mean, some of the people you see, they don't look like they've smiled in years. They look like they've been baptized in pickle juice. And praise God, we ought to have more joy than anybody else. Amen. We ought to have more peace than anybody else. We ought to live better. I won't get off on that. People without integrity. You know what? We have tied integrity or holiness to religion. You know, we have just tied it to that. Well, it's not tied to religion. You understand? Holiness is tied to your integrity. I mean, holiness means that you act like God, that you begin to do what you say you're going to do, pay your bills. I mean, don't act like the world acts. You understand? Hallelujah. Can you tell I've had dealings with somebody this week that lied to me? and so off of me. Hallelujah. I forgive them and I let it go. You know, I just plant it if they want to act like that. But we've got to watch it. You understand? Hallelujah. So Jesus was matter of fact. Embrace the God life. Really embrace it. And nothing will be too much for you. Hallelujah. We like to live like God and act like God. Nothing is going to be too much for us. Glory to God. He said, really embrace it and nothing will be too much for you. This mountain, for instance, just say go jump in the lake. No shilly-shallying. And it's as good as done. And you know, maybe you think the Message Bible is a little too liberal, but sometimes it just says like it is, and it's good. That's why I urge you to pray for absolutely everything, ranging from the large to the small. Include everything as you embrace this God life, and you'll get God's everything. And when you assume the posture of prayer, remember that it's not all asking. If you have anything against someone, forgive. Only then will your Heavenly Father be inclined to also wipe your slate clean of sin. When you pray, keep your heart right. That's what it's saying. Your faith doesn't work if you have unforgiveness in your heart. I've seen people be so mean to their family, mean to their wife, and then turn around and wonder why their prayers don't get answered, you know? Hallelujah. Now, I know that faith, you know, we accept Jesus by faith. Now, I don't mean to come down hard on you right quick here, but I'm just telling you, most of you are pressing into God, and you want God's, maybe all of you, you want God's very best, and that's the only way I know how to tell you to get it, is press into God. Do what he tells you. Hallelujah. And then when you do that, bless God, he'll answer you. See, I'm tired of people not getting their prayers answered. We need some things with results here, don't we? Hallelujah. And God has said, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So when we put our faith with it, bless God, I'm going to tell you something. We put our faith against it. What we want is we want a microwave, you know. I want it, Lord. You know, give me patience, Lord. Hurry. I wanted it yesterday. How come it's not here? We got to add some patience to our faith. Glory to God. But you get mad at your family, you're not spoken for a week, you expect your faith to work. You wonder why God doesn't answer you. You know, you say, well, this faith stuff don't work. Yes, it works. You got to work it. Having done all to stand, you stand there for it. So faith, we put our faith out there, we believe God, and we keep our hands, you know, we just keep our hands to the plow. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So Jesus said, have faith in God and whatsoever things you ask in prayer. I like the King James because it says, whatsoever you desire. What things you hope for, when you pray, believe you receive it and you shall have it. Remember, hope is expectancy. See, Bible hope is different from the hope that we have today. You know, people hope, well, I'm just hoping and then praying, that ain't going to get it, honey. Hallelujah. See, hope is expectancy. What I hope for, what I can see in the spirit. Thank you. You should have done that before he come took the pictures. Hallelujah. But faith is the substance of things hoped for. You know, that's the same as whatsoever things you desire, you hope for. Believe you receive it and you shall have it. Believe, oh, glory to God. Come on. Don't believe when you see it. Believe you when you pray. When you pray, I believe I receive it. Hallelujah. And when I do that, then God said, I will get it. Hallelujah. Whatsoever things you desire, believe you receive it. Now add your faith. Glory to God. See, I believe that when I always get a point of contact, and I always say, when Roy says amen, I got it. And I stand till I see it manifest. Hallelujah. Some of it, it's taken me a long time to get it. But that doesn't matter. You understand that? That doesn't matter. Hallelujah. It's not in my timing. It's in his. And you may be going this way, and God says, hey, I want you to do it this way. You know, when I was believing for my eyes and for the cataracts to come off, I wanted God to just take them off. And one day God spoke to me and said, go get them off. I said, but I don't want to. I want you to take them off. Well, he don't argue with you. He just doesn't. Bless God, he won't argue with you at all. I heard him say again, go get them off. So I went and got them off. And in that, I got that doctor. Glory to God. When he took the cataract, I mean, he wouldn't even talk to me about Jesus back then. And then after he took the cataract off my husband's eye, there was a cataract that grew like 3 times the size in a month. And he said, Evelyn, it may take me all summer to get that out. I said, you do what you do, I'll do what I do. It'll come off. So when Roy came out, the nurse said to me, he won't see you till tomorrow. Here he comes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God, we got it. Hallelujah. See, you do it God's way, and you always get. And besides that, today I can see far off, and I can read without contacts and without. He put lenses in my eyes, but he said what he put in there wouldn't let me see. He said you'll be able to see far off, but not close up. Well, when he looked at it, he said, "Let me go see what I put in there." And then he come back, and he said, "It's impossible. There's no way you can read that little stuff." I said, "But I'm reading." How are you going to argue with that? You know, I'm reading. And you know what? I can see far off, and I can see close up. And I don't know. Most people that get the things in their eyes, you can see them. I've never seen them in my eyes. Now, I'm not going to tell you they're not there, but I haven't seen them. You know, you'll see them when you look in a mirror or you're in the sunlight. I've never seen these. Hallelujah. I don't care if you can see them or not. Glory to God, I can see. And God did it. You understand? God did it because I did it the way he said do it. Hallelujah. And at that time, I had 3 weeks of insurance left. And I called around to get somebody, and nobody could take me for 3 months. I found one man. That's my doctor. That's the one God wanted me to get in there to. Hallelujah. See, he always knows best, and you got to, by faith, receive what he tells you. Sometimes it's not what I think, and it's not even what I want, but you got to be obedient and do what he says, and he changes your want to. Isn't that something? Glory to God. You know, when I got saved, I got a hold of this book. It was called Absolute Surrender. I would not read that book. I thought, you know what? He'll send me to Africa. He'll make me wear a bun on my head. He'll make me wear black socks when they're not in style. And I'm not reading that book. After I got filled with the Holy Spirit, I got that book out and read it. I mean, it was just stuff I was doing anyway. But I just thought God was just going to just be me. I knew, hey, he didn't like me much anyway. So he's just written. I mean, he was waiting for something to knock me off the fence with. And you know what? That wasn't the way it was. God loved me. He loved me, and he still loves me. Hallelujah. See, we think God loves us when we're sinners. Oh, God loves the world. But just get saved. He don't like you much anymore. He just, well, you know, isn't that the way the church acts? You know, like God doesn't like you after you're saved and living for him. He's just getting ready to punch you. He is not. He said we always overcome. Did you understand? He said he made us more than conquerors. Hallelujah. He said, thanks be unto God, which causes me to always triumph in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. You ought to be just walking down the street and saying, thanks be unto God. He always causes me to triumph. Hallelujah. Man, that means I win. Come on, put a smile on your face. You win too. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, you know what? Are you getting this? You got to keep your hopes up, but then you got to add faith. And faith says, I believe I receive it. Hallelujah. And it may look like just the opposite. I mean, it may look like that's the furthest from the truth there is. It may just look like you're losing everything, but God said, I win. Hallelujah. Everything the devil steals off of you, the Bible says that he has to pay you back 7 times. Glory to God. You know, we act like he's some big... And he is good at what he does. And if you're playing over in his territory, you better not give him any trouble, okay? You need to get over in God's territory. And then it says, behold, I give you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. It says that in the end days they'll look upon him and say, is this the worm that did make the nations tremble? Well, why can't we say that now? You know what? He has a fire burning in him. That's what the word says. And he's had a wound in his head ever since the cross. Hallelujah. You understand? Come on. Somebody say amen. Amen. I'm jumping around all over the place, but I want you to just get built up in your faith to know you're a winner. Hallelujah. You're the righteousness of God in Christ. Glory to God. So, you know, we're not just talking about hoping and praying, you know, like people say. Down south, they always say, well, honey, I'm just hoping and praying. I'm not making fun. But that kind of hope is not biblical hope. That's just wishing. And hope is not wishing. Biblical hope is not. Hallelujah. But you might say, well, I need another house. My house is too little for my family. Well, can you hope for a new house? You can. Can you see in the future that you could have another house in the future? Yeah. Could you have a mental picture? Because see, I'm just totally convinced that if you get a mental picture of what God says you can have, you can have it. But if you can't get it in here, you know, if you can see it in here, you can have it. You get the hope first, and then you add your faith. Hallelujah. See, you know, you just need to get that mental picture. I'm hoping for a house with 3 bedrooms. Hallelujah. 3 bathrooms, I mean. This is my own personal hope. You know, we got 1 bathroom. And that's our fault, because we could have gotten another house. But at this stage of the game, it's kind of funny to have a house payment. So I've been believing God for a house with 3 bathrooms. A place big enough to hold all my stuff. You know, I got more stuff than I got a house. A kitchen where all my family can sit down at one time. Hallelujah. 1 table. A storage area for all my teaching stuff. You know how much teaching stuff I got over 50 years? I got a pile of this. I got this one room down there. This just got it piled. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And you know what? I didn't need a place, you know, because I've always got somebody living with me. My mom was with me. And when she'd come, you know, we didn't have any place for her to unpack her stuff. Well, she's got a place in heaven now that's big enough for everything. But anyway, now my sister is here, you know, and so I just always have somebody. So I just need a bigger house. But you know what? It's not just hope. Now you can add your faith. See, faith is the substance of that house you've been hoping for. Maybe you're hoping for a car or something. But, you know, I've had my faith out there for quite a while. And, you know, sometimes you think, well, maybe God don't want me to have a house. Maybe don't want me to have a bigger house. You know, I've been believing for a long time. But I have not been diligent in that. Do you know what? When I go after your healing, I am diligent, or mine. But if I go after your healing, I'm diligent, buddy. I'm quoting the word over you. I'm laying hands on you every chance I get. I'm cursing everything I can curse. I'm calling everything in and everything out. Bless God, I'm diligent. But with this house, it's just kind of sitting there. You know, every time I think of it, I thank God for a new house, new paid-for house. How's that? And then, you know, when I go by other people's house, I call it paid for. Hallelujah. When I go by their house, when I go by Bev Tucker's house, I always call it, I call you a paid-for house. You're a paid-for house. I call that. So I'm diligent with that, but with something that isn't right in my face every day, I just don't think about it. See, it's not up to God. You understand that? God's already promised. Hallelujah. God, you know, he was walking out of town when the blind man stopped him. And that blind man, and see, we have some power with God. You understand? We have some power with God. Sometimes we go to him begging like we're little dogs. Now, I'm not talking about arrogance, speaking to God, you know, you will do this. But what about Solomon? Remember when Solomon built the temple and he said to him, God, when we face this, you will bless us. Hallelujah. When the blind man stopped him, he had really said, you're not leaving town till you open my eyes. Let's go to God with that kind of faith, that kind of bulldog faith that gets hold of God and says, Lord, you promise. You promise. I don't care what the devil does. You promise, and I'm holding you to that. I'm going to stand on that. Well, what if you miss it? Well, what if you do? Bless God, what would you be doing otherwise? You know, well, you know, I might have to stand for a lot of years. Well, what are you going to be doing otherwise? Get hold of the word and stand. Hallelujah. See, we've got to have some Christians that'll begin to get some backbone. Hallelujah. And begin to see that God loves you and God wants you. You are the righteousness of God in Christ. When they told me I had that mass on my breast, I said, no. You know what? And I know you guys are tired of hearing this. I've told it. But that's a blessing to know that God, when I stood on my righteousness, when I said I am the righteousness of God in Christ, when I stood on that, bless God, you know what? God just matched that. Hallelujah. That thing disappeared, and it's been gone how many years now? 10 years or more. Hallelujah. Now let me inject this. We don't steal from God. Some people think, well, I'll use my faith to get a house, but I'll take my tithe and pay for it. Or I'll use, you know, my faith to get a boat or a car, but I'll take my tithe. We don't steal from God to get it, you know, get our needs met. We tithe. We're generous. We give sacrificially. Hallelujah. But now we have to put our faith against it. Father, I believe income is increasing and I'll have finances for that house. I believe I received the right house. You know, I'm starting to process it. Are you getting this? I'm just using house. You can say whatever it is you need. Hallelujah. Maybe you need your family to say, well, you got, bless God, you got scripture to stand on. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved and your house. Bless God, I stand on that. Not one of them. I tell the devil, you won't have one of my grandkids. You won't have one of my kids. You won't have one of my spiritual kids, my spiritual grandkids. In Jesus' name, get your hands up. God has promised me and my house. Hallelujah. And he said, all that the Father has given me shall come to me. They'll come. Ooh, yeah, they'll come. Hallelujah. And when you're believing for healing, hallelujah. Sometimes we believe for healing for other people, and they go home to be with Jesus. But I'm going to tell you something. You don't quit there. Well, you know, I prayed and nothing worked. It's all working. Sometimes the devil tell me, you sure messed up. You blew it this time. I tell him, oh, no, I didn't. Bless God, I'm getting stronger. Just hide and watch, boy. Hide and watch because I'm getting stronger. I'll kick your rump yet. Hallelujah. Bless God. Hallelujah. But we put our faith against it. Glory to God. My hopes have grown. Hallelujah. And I've added faith to believing that something is mine. You understand? I'm starting to go after it. I'm starting to possess it. Glory to God. There have been smaller things that I have possessed. Bless God, I believe God, and He's just come through in great fashion. Glory to God. Pastor Dale over here, he had, what was Pyrea, or what they used to call it, that something else now. Anyway, had this, and he went to the dentist, two different dentists, and they told him that he had this, and, you know, wasn't any cure for it. And he took the word of God and went after it. Not only did he get healed, but he has an antigen in there where he'll never have that. Glory to God. I love that. I love that. Isn't that great? Hallelujah. Just use this faith. Some of you have used your faith like that. Hallelujah. Begin to apply your faith to the things you hope for. Whatsoever things you desire. Well, now you know. God will meet your needs, but He didn't promise your wants. What did He say there? Delight yourself in the Lord. He'll give you the desires of your heart. You know, He said that. Hallelujah. He also told us, glory to God, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe you receive them. Now, if He don't want me to have anything, He should have said that. Hallelujah. What would you think if a man came in here, a rich man, and dressed to the hilt, diamonds, and, you know, press suit and alligator shoes and pranced across here, and he had all these little kids, and they looked like they're starving, hadn't had a bath in months. What would you think of him as a father? You wouldn't think much. But I'm going to tell you something. My Heavenly Father said He would take care of me. He'd meet my needs according to His riches and glory. Not according to what I can think or ask, but according to His riches and glory. You understand? Oh, that ought to make you holler. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I love that. Glory to God. You know, as you begin to believe, I mean, all of you could tell stories of how God has just met it. Maybe you give your last dollar. I remember this woman came to me one time years ago, and she said she had this need, and I just dumped my purse. And I mean, I didn't have a bunch of money in my purse, but I dumped it and gave her what I had. And I'm telling you, God has blessed me. I've never gone without things. You know, I've told you about my jeans that time. I wanted these jeans. And that was back when, now $100 for a pair of jeans, you know, a lot of people do that. But back then, they were Jordache jeans. And I really wanted those jeans. And we had three kids, and, you know, I didn't work. And so I couldn't get the jeans. Well, you say, oh, that's not very spiritual. I'm sorry. Back then, I wasn't real spiritual. Today, I'm just, I'm kidding you. I'm kidding you. But anyway, I wanted these jeans. So Kohl's opened a store out there. So you know how long ago that's been when they opened the first store. Anyway, they had these jeans for like $29 a pair, I think. So I got me a pair and my daughter a pair. And I got both my kids a pair. And so, boy, I mean, I was careful of those jeans. I thought, man, I'm not even going to wash them. I'm going to have them cleaned. So I was very careful. I think I'd worn them once. And this girl called me, and she said, Evelyn, she said, my friend, and she told me who she was, and I knew her. She said she wants to go on this marriage retreat, but she has nothing to wear. She said, she's about your size. Will you get her some clothes together? So I went in there, and I got her. She said she needed something to sleep in. She needed something. You know, they didn't have anything, so she needed something dressy, and she needed something that was casual. She said a pair of jeans. So I went in to get a pair of nice jeans, and the Lord said, I gave my best for you. I thought, Lord, now you don't ask for my Jordache jeans. Lord. Anyway, He said, I gave my best for you, so I go in and get the jeans. And so when I take them to this girl who asked me, and I said, don't tell her where this stuff come from, because I don't want her to feel like she owes me. I said, just don't tell her. Just give it to her. Evelyn, you're not going to give her your Jordache jeans. I said, get behind me, Satan. I fought this fight one time. I'm not doing it again. But you know, after I gave those jeans, you can't believe. Somebody said to me, well, Carol Neferata, she said, Evelyn, you are anointed to find sales. You are anointed to find stuff. And, you know, God just, this lady said to me, come to my store. I want to give you something. I said, you don't need to give me anything. Well, I want to give you something. Well, she just kept on. So I thought, well, I'll go up there and I'll go in and say, hey, you know, thank you, but no thanks. Well, they grabbed me, took me back try this on. And she gave me $500 worth of stuff. I mean, things like that have just happened. Glory to God. Are you hearing me? That won't just happen for me. It won't just happen for Sherry. It'll happen to you if you put your faith out there and you do what God says. Hallelujah. You know, don't let anything pass through your hands you can't let go of. Hallelujah. Oh, I love it. I love it. Begin to apply your faith in those things you hope for. Whatsoever things you ask when you pray, believe you receive them and you shall have them. You say, you said that before. I know. I want you to get it. Hallelujah. Hope is future. Faith is now. What you're hoping for is often the future, but now faith is. Right now, faith is. Faith is. Not was, not will be. It's faith is. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I love that. Faith says, I believe I have it now. Well, can you see it? Remember Cho talking about he had his desk and his bicycle. And he's believing God for it. And, you know, told him just exactly what he's believing for and took somebody home and he said, I have his desk and bicycle. The guy said, where's it at? Well, you know, he was pregnant with it. He was pregnant with it. He had it in here, wherever your spirit is. It was there. He could see it, but nobody else could. So you don't have to go telling everybody else you got it, but bless God, you got to know. When I ask, God said, remember in first John there, he said, if you ask anything according to my will, you know I hear you. Now listen, get this. If you ask anything according to my will, you know I hear you. And the next verse says, and if you know I hear you, you know you have what you ask for. Hallelujah, come on. You can stand on that and get anything you need. Hallelujah. He said, if you know I hear you, then you know you have what you ask for. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So what are you asking him for? What are you giving him glory for? Now, he don't want you to. He said you have not because you ask amiss. Well, Lord, I want that woman's husband. He's not going to give you that. You think that's funny, but I've had people come and say, would you find me a scripture where I can get married to this guy? He's got 5 kids. He left his wife and 5 kids. But I wouldn't even be saved if he hadn't come to live with me. I thought, girl, you better check again. I'm not so sure you are saved. Hallelujah. You get saved by faith, but you know what? You may be living like that, but if you really got saved, God's going to convict you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, when do you believe you receive it? Is it when you see it? When when you move into a new house? When you sign the papers? When you get the price you want? Look at the scriptures. When you pray, believe you receive. When? When you pray. Come on. Answer me. When do you believe you receive? When you pray. Amen. Hallelujah. When you pray. Now, if you got to see it first, your faith ain't working. Hallelujah. See it in your spirit, then use your faith. Glory to God. You know, in John 11, Jesus said, if you believe, you'll see the glory of God. Hallelujah. What does that mean? When you believe. Hallelujah. When do you believe? When do you believe you receive? Hallelujah. When you pray. Hallelujah. I've been believing, you know, for years, I believed that I'd be a pastor on staff. Well, I'm going to tell you something. It didn't look possible. You know how many preachers told me, pastors, they'll never put you on staff. You've been married before. Well, don't tell God. Okay, you don't know it yet. I was married before and divorced before I ever got saved, okay? Roy and I got married in April. We got saved in November, 50 years ago almost. Hallelujah. But and see, God doesn't know that about me. But, you know, they said you'll never be on staff. You know, but I believed I would. And for years I believed I would. And every pastor that left, I would believe for the next one to come, I'd be under a pastor who believed what I believed, you know. And the next one to come, they'd be worse than the last one. They didn't believe what I believed. And some of them would even give me more trouble. But God never released me, and I just kept standing. Hallelujah. Believing that I would sit under a pastor who believed what I believed. And you know, I just believed that. It didn't happen that way. I thought it'd be under the church I was in. God moved me. But when you walk by faith, not by sight, you get very unconcerned about the side issues, you know, because you got to stay focused on your faith. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you have been struggling with, I've been believing it, it's not working, it's because you're so consumed with the sight and not focused on your faith. Hallelujah. Did I get frustrated sometimes? Sometimes we'd get a new pastor and he was further from believing what I believed than the last one was. But I had to get my eyes back on what I was believing for. And God did what I asked. He just didn't do it the way I told him to do it. Hallelujah. See, we have to walk by faith and not by sight. What I was believing for, you know, sometimes you feel like it's just wearing you out. But it's not wearing me out because I walk by faith and not by sight. I'm more focused on believing than receiving what I'm believing for. Yeah, I'm focused on believing. I'm focused on pleasing God. I'm focused on having that great prayer life. I'm focused on winning souls and laying hands on people. I'm focused on giving my life for Him. Hallelujah. Can you say amen? Glory to God. Now, I don't do it perfect, but bless God, I'm believing God. What happens when you begin to live that way? It's working. When the substance finally comes, it's no big deal. Isn't that something? You get that so in here. If you believe when you receive when you pray, then bless God. When it comes, sometimes I think, well, why am I not more excited? You know, man, I've been believing for this for a long time. But it's because I got excited when I prayed. Hallelujah. I received it way back. Well, glory to God. You understand? I received it way back then. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm believing God for some big things. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want to see more people saved, more people healed. I want to see more people walking in integrity and holiness. I want to see, I want to have a building where people can come and there be somebody there day and night to pray for them. Hallelujah. And to read the word to them and put the word on. Hallelujah. I mean, God's got some big things birthed in me. Hallelujah. Maybe they're not come to full birth yet, but they're in my head. Glory to God. So, you know what? I've believed for things so long, like I said, that when I see it manifest, it doesn't seem like such a big thing because I received it a long time ago. It starts to become normal. I believed I received and now I have it. See, I believed years ago for a new van. And I was really believing for that and didn't look like there's any way possible I could get that van. But bless God, I got it. And it was paid for. Come on. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know what? I believed that I'd give away a van. Oh, man, I wanted to give away a van. This family needed one. And I knew, bless God, I began to plant into other people's ministry for that van that I'd give away. And you know what? I gave away. It was a used van. It wasn't a new one. But I gave away a van to a family who needed it. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. You understand? Put your faith where you are. Begin to sow. Put that seed in the ground. You know, I heard this man say, when God created seeds, He created them with a purpose. He put a purpose in them. Grow, grow, grow. Every seed was a purpose. Now, if you ever go out west and you see a mountain and you'll see a tree grown outside through stone, rock. Do you ever have a blacktop and a dandelion grow up through it? You know why? Because that seed was made to grow. Your faith put against that seed will cause that thing to come up. I want to encourage you this morning. Get your faith back up there. Some of you laid your faith down. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, I believed that I would be healed when I used to have stomach problems. It took me 3 years, but 3 years later I was healed. Hallelujah. And during that time, I'd put a lot of work in me, a lot of word in me. Hallelujah. I began to know how to stand and it manifested. Bless God. Sometimes it's taken me longer than that. You mean I have to stand for 3 years? Well, maybe not. Maybe not. Take what I've learned and put it in you. Glory to God. Because, you know, you don't have to start where I started. Because I'm teaching, I'm helping you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And see, just keep on working. You don't say, oh my goodness, that was awful believing for that. I'm so glad it's over. You know, I didn't say that when it came. You know, hallelujah. I was just glad it was here. Hallelujah. I didn't think about the struggle that I had to get there. And every time you go through something to get something, I'm telling you, even like, did you ever pray for something spiritual? You know, like, Lord, I want a better prayer life. I want to spend more time in the Word. And you start putting your faith against that. And maybe something will happen. You won't get in the Word for a week. And don't get yourself all down under that. You understand? There's no condemnation to them or in Christ Jesus. Start where you are and start walking by faith. Start believing God. Just putting that faith out there. Hallelujah. Just walking in that. Glory to God. I love that. Don't get caught up in the sight part. Get in faith. Let's believe for this church paid for. Let's put our faith with Pastor Dale. Some of the things this man's moving and shaking these college kids. There are people. Do you know that there are people who are in leadership in other countries that sat under his teaching years ago and got saved? Glory to God. I just met, is that his name, Saeed? Saeed. Anyway, young man, Muslim, got saved under Pastor Dale's ministry. And his family put out a hit on him. And they almost beat him to death. He's got scars. And he came up and he got my hand. He said, you're Pastor Dale's spiritual mom. And he's kissing my hand. I thought, don't do that. I ought to be kissing you. You know, I ought to be kissing your hand. Here's the one that has laid down everything. They beat him almost to death for his faith in Jesus. What does it cost us? Nothing. I just felt so just humbled by him. And he came back a second time, and I prayed with him, believing God that God will provide his needs and move. God's going to use that young man. We need to really pray for him. But look at that life that he's poured into these guys, and there's leaders in the world because he taught them faith and got them saved. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want to do some of that things. How about you? I want to stir you up. You know, the devil said, you're too old for that. Where does the Word say that? Where does the Word say you're too old? Glory to God. Who told you you were naked? You know, that's what God asked Adam. Who told you that stuff? Hallelujah. I'm asking you, who told you that stuff? Don't listen. Get with God and get a vision. Put your faith against it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm trying to teach you on faith, and I just keep giving you all that kinds of... It'll help you. I'll get more focused next week. How's that? Glory to God. So, you know, the God kind of faith is not affected nor controlled by the circumstances. Do you see that God changes the circumstances? Hallelujah. I mean, you may be pushed right to the wire, and you may be looking at that thing, just looking right at it. But bless God, don't discount God. Add the God factor in there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The God kind of faith looks at nothingness of the universe and says, light be, of the university, the universe. Hallelujah. You know, that. How does God use faith? The God kind of faith. It changes circumstances. It's not controlled by circumstances. It looks out and says, light be. Aren't you glad that God didn't say, boy, it's dark out here? The God kind of faith is not affected or controlled by circumstances. Do you see that God changes the circumstances? He does. In the natural, we'd be impacted by the circumstances. What are we going to do? It's so dark out here. No. You know what? The faith person is not affected by the circumstances. They change the circumstances just like God did. God looks at darkness and says, light be. You look at darkness and what's facing you and say, Jesus said, hallelujah. He meets all my needs. I send the word into you. Hallelujah. The faith person is not affected. Hallelujah. He spoke to everything he wanted. Do you understand that? God spoke to everything he wanted. He wanted changes, and he spoke it. After 6 days of speaking and using his faith, remember that the faith words formed the world. You know, it did. Hallelujah. And this, after 6 days of speaking to the circumstances, situation, and being controlled by not being controlled by what it was, he's telling it what he wants. After all that, he said, this is good. You know, just read that in Genesis. He created, and then at the end he said, this is good. This is good. This is good. And when he started looking at it, you know what he saw? Darkness. He can't, you know, when he came out, and it said darkness was on the faces of the deep. Now the Holy Spirit was hovering. He was hovering. Said he's brooding. That's what it means. Brooding, but nothing happened till he spoke. And he didn't say what he saw. He said what he wanted. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And he said, These things that I do shall you do also, and greater things shall you do because go to my Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Do you understand that? Most people I know aren't even doing the things he did. You know, I shouldn't say most people, but a lot of people. We need to start doing greater things. Hallelujah. Begin to call greater things in. You say, well, what is greater things? Somebody asked me that this week. I'm not sure. But God said, if he said greater things, I do. I want to do the greater things. Okay, Lord. Hallelujah. You and I got to use our faith until every part of our life is the way we want it. And then we can say that is good. Hallelujah. And is your house not the way you want it to be? Stop looking at the circumstances and start speaking to the thing. Use your faith until you can say this is very good. You know, if your parent-children relationships are not what you want them to be, start speaking to it. Oh, these little kids are monsters. I hear people say that. Call their kids monsters. You know, these little kids are monsters. Get away from me, you little monster. I think, gracious, you want a monster? You better say, you little blessing. Sometimes I get a hold of mine. I say, you're a blessing. God said you're a blessing, and bless God, you're going to be a blessing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, we've become a nation that's different from our fathers. Our fathers spoke the things they wished to be, you know, and we talk about things as they are. And, you know, verse 23, Mark 11, for assuredly I say to you, whosoever says to this mountain, be removed, be cast in the sea. All right, let's talk about mountains for a little while. You know, Jesus wasn't talking about moving real estate. I guess if you wanted to, I heard about this church that had this, they bought this building and they had enough money to pay for the building and they paid for it and then realized they didn't have enough parking and the city wouldn't let them open the church. And I mean, they had to have church. That was the first of 1 week and they had to have church by the next week and they had no place to put their people. But there was this mountain. The church was backed right up against the mountain. And that week, I mean, they all prayed. He told them, said, you come in here and pray. And you pray with faith. So they all got in the church and began to pray. Lord, move this mountain. We thank you this mountain is moved. The next day, this company come in and said, we want the dirt behind your church. And we will move all the dirt out and pave you a new parking place. Glory to God. That's in 1 week they did. Hallelujah. You see what your faith will do? So if you need a mountain moved, he'll move it. Hallelujah. But bless God, whatever is a mountain in your life, it might be a physical thing. Hallelujah. It may be some people have cancer in their life. That's a mountain. Hallelujah. We speak to that mountain. We speak to that mountain in your husband's life and we tell it, get out in Jesus' name. Get out in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Maybe it's a financial thing. We speak to that financial thing. We use our faith. Hallelujah. Now, we're not hoping. Glory to God. When I'm praying for a husband, I'm not hoping. I'm believing. Bless God, that man's going to get up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm believing that God's going to do a miracle in some of your lives financially. And he's going to move where you never even thought possible. Hallelujah. Can you use your faith this morning on something? Glory to God, you say, well, I don't have that big of faith. You got faith. Everyone was given the measure of God's faith. You understand? You got a measure. You had enough to get saved. Now add to that. Start, believe God for something little. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just believe God for something little. Start out there. And then begin to move it. And get bigger and bigger and bigger until no mountain can stand in front of you. Say to this mountain, hallelujah. We're saying to everybody else, well, you know, God said, talk to the mountain. You're out there talking to people. Well, just let me call this one or that one. Talk to God and tell him how much you love him and how glad you are that he has the power and he has what it takes to do what you, and for his promises. You understand? For his promises. Hallelujah. For the word of God. Thank him, God. Thank him that angels will come and help you if you need it. I mean, are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister to those who shall be the heirs of salvation? Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can call the angels to help you. When I was going after Shara kidney, my daughter-in-law, you know, they took that kidney out when she was a little girl. And I was going after her a kidney. And I said, Lord, you said the angels are all sent to minister to those who shall be the heirs of salvation. So I charge you Angel, you go get Shar a kidney and bring it to her. And I'll do the praying to get you through the atmosphere. But you go get her a kidney. Hallelujah. And he went and he got it. And glory to God, 22 years later, she still got the kidney and never had any more kidney problems at all. Glory to God. Oh, glory to God. You understand. Hallelujah. Just get a hold of that faith. Can God do anything? Is anything too hard for God? Well, people think, well, that's too hard. It's not too hard for God. Can an old woman, 90 years old, get pregnant and have a baby? Glory to God. Impossible. No, it happened. That's not a fairy tale. That it happened. Hallelujah. Come on. I'd get way more excited than you are. You need to read the word like it's the first time you ever read it and like it's written just to you. Hallelujah. I read that. Whosoever shall say to the mountain, whoa, glory. I get those mountains lined up and I start talking to them. Hallelujah. Whoo. I read that like it's said just to you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus wasn't talking about moving real estate necessarily, but he's trying to teach us something here. He says faith has enough power that if you really need to move a mountain, you could do it with your faith. Hallelujah. So how much easier he made you. You know, just last week there was a young boy, oh, he's in his late 20s now, but when he was about 12 years old, his mom brought him to me. And she said, you think God can make teeth? I said, well, yeah, he made you. He can make teeth. She said, well, I took him to the dentist, and he said, he'll never have any eye teeth. He doesn't have anything there. So he won't have any eye teeth. And I said, well, let's just pray. So we pray every time he sees me. He's got the nicest teeth. He'll come in just doing this, showing me his teeth. Hallelujah. He was over there last Sunday. Glory to God. I think he was there Wednesday night praying. Hallelujah. Here's his teeth. Glory to God. I mean, it took about 3 weeks. Here she brought him back and he's got teeth. Hallelujah. I mean, they were just coming in and we could see him. And then wow, come on. See, I'm talking about a God who can do anything you can believe him for. Hallelujah. Who will do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you can ask. Hey, listen, I can ask big and I can think big. Hallelujah. And he said he'll do it. Well, I tried that, sister. And it just didn't work. You don't try this. You understand? You just don't try this. Glory to God. You put your faith against it. And you don't try it. It's a way of life. Man, it's a way of life. Devil, get out of my way. You know, you may knock me down, but I shall arise. Glory to God. You know what? I shall arise. That's what the word says. That righteous man falls 7 times, but he gets back up. Hallelujah. Get up. I'm here this morning. Get my arms under your arms and say, get up, get up. Come on. Use your faith and get up. Hallelujah. Are you getting anything out of this? I'm liking it. I don't know if you can follow me or not, but I'm liking it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, you know what? We need to keep ourselves built up. Keep that word. That's people say, would you pray that I have faith? No, honey, I can't pray that. Because you know what? It says faith come. There's my daughter-in-law with that new kidney walking around. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I get thrilled every time I see her. Hallelujah. Glory to God. She had kidney problems her whole life and hadn't had a one since she was 8 years old. Hallelujah. Can God do anything? Hallelujah. Bless God. So, you know what? We like to talk about our problems, you know. We just rather talk. You know, it's just easier to talk about your problem. Well, you know what? You need to talk about God. Glory to God. And you know what? When you're believing for something, shut the television off. Get out of these books and things. Get into the Word of God and begin to meditate on that. Glory to God. You can't mix this and that when you're believing for your life. And honey, please, don't. If the doctor tells you you got something that's going to kill you, he's just practicing. You know, he really is. They're practitioners. But, I mean, I'm not talking about them. I'm just saying don't receive that stuff. And then go tell half the church, oh, you know, the doctor said I have cancer. You know what? When they pronounce something bad over me, I don't repeat it. Bless God. Me and my husband, when that doctor told me all that junk about my arm, I said, we just ain't going to tell anybody. And we didn't tell anybody until it was totally manifested. Even the pastor, when he came, said, what did the doctor say? I said, I'm not going to tell you. He said, why not? I said, because he said stuff I don't agree with, and I'm not repeating that junk. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, I want to read Psalm 34 to you. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Is God's word continually in your mouth? You know, this country has become a country of picking and biting and talking bad and finding fault. Melania Trump wore a pair of high heels on the plane. People are drowning. There's all kinds of disease down there. They've got lack like you've never seen. It's the worst disaster to hit the United States. And here, they're griping about because she wore a pair of high heels to the plane. Yesterday, she wore a dress. I thought that was so neat. I saw her come out. I thought, glory to God. Hallelujah. He only griped about her wearing heels, so she just wore a dress. She didn't wear a dress out in the water. But you know what? Come on. It doesn't matter. People just got to complain. They got to gripe. Well, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I thought, what does that mean, magnifying the Lord with me? How are you going to make the Lord? You know, magnify means make bigger and bigger. How are you going to make the Lord any bigger? You know, you can't make the Lord any bigger, but you can make him bigger to you. You know, whatever you talk about, if you magnify the problem, it gets bigger. You know, and if you don't talk to that problem, I'm telling you at night, it'll talk to you. How many of you know that? Hallelujah. You got to start talking to that stuff. Hallelujah. Instead of magnifying the problem, let's magnify the Lord. Oh, magnify. Magnify the Lord. Make him bigger and bigger to you. Is he bigger than that thing plaguing you? Is he bigger than that mental oppression? Is he bigger than the loss you just suffered? Is he bigger? Is he bigger? Is he bigger? Come on. Oh, magnify. Let's make him bigger and bigger. Let's begin to quote the word and say what the word says. Oh, God, I thank you. I magnify your name. The name of Jesus is above the name of every other thing. I've prayed with people. Just the other day, I prayed with someone who had terrific pain. And it was a doctor that she had a wreck and it broke her neck and her back and broke her hip and her pelvis and broke her leg, and she's had terrible pain for I think it's been about 6 or 8 weeks now. And she called me and she said, Evelyn, I'm hurting so bad. She said, I can't stand it. I'm in a wheelchair and I can't stand it. She said, please pray. Well, I prayed and nothing happened. And you say, well, when you do that, made me mad. I thought, how dare you, devil, stand up against the child of God? Who are you, devil, to stand up against the righteousness of God in Christ? I said, devil, you get your hands off her. I tell you, the name of Jesus is above the name of pain, and I speak Jesus right into that. And she began to holler, Evelyn, Evelyn, the pain is gone. The pain is gone. Oh, hallelujah, she said. Now, her little daughter is 8 years old, and she's still been in a coma all this time. She said, I'm going to go into that room just like Elijah. I'm going to lay on Elijah. She said, I'm going to lay right on top of her and let this anointing that's in me go into her. Hallelujah. Bless God. And the doctor, let me tell you, the doctor said to her, what's the matter with you? You need to unplug this child and let her die. He said, she wouldn't want to live like this. She said to him, are you a believer? He said, believe in what? She said, do you believe in Jesus Christ? You believe he's the Son of God? No. She said, that's what's wrong with you. She said, my God has promised me that this girl's going to live. And she said, you're not unplugging her because she's going to live. Well, he just thought she's crazy. But I'm going to tell you, the name of Jesus, the name of Jesus. You got to hang on like a bulldog. Glory to God. Get a grip on it. Your faith, hook it in there and say, devil, you're not backing me up. Hallelujah. And when things don't look like they're working, let that make you mad. How dare? How dare cancer rise up against the righteousness of God? Hallelujah. How dare pain rise up? Loss rise up? Hallelujah. How dare it? Don't you know who you are? Do you not know that you are the righteousness of God in Christ? That the greater one lives within you? That you're a Holy Ghost carrier? Hallelujah. Do you not know that you've got the Holy Ghost living within you? And he has the power. The same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you. It'll also quicken your mortal body. And it'll quicken other things too. Make alive. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. The name of Jesus is above the name of pain. Hallelujah. God hath highly exalted Jesus, given him a name that's above every other name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord to the glory of God. If it didn't want to bow, it shouldn't have had a name. So bless God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask God that you bless these in Jesus' name. Bless them coming in and bless them going out. God, bless them to use that faith this week and see miracles, Father. God, miracles aren't just for somebody else. God, we're supposed to be doing that. So God, we commit this morning to do what you tell us. God, we'll hear your voice because your sheep hear your voice. And we will walk and see things done and people helped and people healed in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you'd like to find out more about Life Church, visit www.lifechurchag.com and engage with us on social media at Life Church AG on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.